This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We'll start this hour with news that the state has dropped charges against a nanny accused of killing a one-year-old in her care. The charges were first brought back in 2013, but today the state medical examiner's office reversed itself and has changed the manner of death of the child from homicide to undetermined. With more on the case and the latest developments is Mike Bellow, senior assistant metro editor at the Boston Globe. Mike, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
So first of all, can you just remind us of the background of the case that led up to today's reversal from the medical examiner?
Well, it all started a number of years ago when Aisling Brady McCarthy was charged with first-degree murder in connection with the death. Initially, the state medical examiner's office had concluded the child's death was a homicide, that the cause of death was blunt force trauma. The finding was influenced by grand jury testimony by Dr. Alice Newton, a former Boston Children's Hospital child protection expert. Today, the medical examiner's office reversed its finding, saying that it was not caused by shaken baby syndrome, that the ruling, the child's medical history could have made her prone to easy bleeding with relatively minor trauma. There was a quote that they believe there was enough evidence presented to raise the possibility that the bleeding could have been related to an accidental injury in a child with a bleeding risk. Now, you may recall the defense had introduced testimony early on in several hearings in this case saying that this child, this one-year-old, was had sustained bone and compression fractures several weeks before her death when she
right.
was traveling abroad with her family. They also said the child was sick much of her life. So all of this came into play when the medical examiner's office did this new autopsy and reviewed its findings, suddenly changing it. And then, of course, this afternoon, the DA dropped the charges and filed a no prosecution. They could not meet the burden of proof for a murder charge.
Huh. Now, the nanny in this case, Ashlyn Brady McCarthy, she was an Irish immigrant who had been living illegally, in the U.S. She was arrested in January 2013, spent much of the past 2 years in jail. I mean, do we have any sense as to why it's taken 2 years for the medical examiner to reassess the evidence in this case?
Well, I think the big thing was the push by the defense. They claimed that the initial autopsy was flawed. They had cited evidence of other cases where shaken baby syndrome findings were thrown out, particularly a case of an MIT case, I think it was back in 2010, where a finding by Alice Newton of shaken baby syndrome was thrown out. So they said, let's take another look at it, and pushed the judge and prosecutors to say, let's take another look at the autopsy in this case. And the medical examiner ended up reviewing the case and turning around its findings.
So is there's no issue about the medical examiner's office itself here in terms of how it approached the initial examination of the baby's body, etc.?
Well, I think it's unclear. I think they were looking for one thing based on evidence. I think Dr. Alice Newton's finding played a big role in the conclusion. Clearly, they looked at the case again and looked at the child's medical history and concluded that the cause of death was what they called a subdural hemorrhage with an unknown etiology. Basically, they don't know what caused it. It's undetermined.
Right.
They can't say it was caused by shaken baby syndrome. And there are all kinds of conclusions across the country regarding shaken baby syndrome. We did a story a number of months ago, more than 200 cases, and a number of these cases, you can't determine it. It's a hard finding.
Right. And so what is likely to happen now to Ashlyn Brady McCarthy, the nanny in this case?
Well, now that the DA is filing a no-pros, the charges will be dropped, but it's likely that she could be deported because she was in the country illegally. So that's probably what could happen to her. Mm. But as far as a criminal prosecution, that's over.
Mike Bellow, senior assistant metro editor at the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for joining us, Mike.
Thank you.
Let's turn now to Middlesex District Attorney Marian Ryan. She joins us on the line. Welcome back to the show, DA Ryan.
Thank you.
So first of all, can I ask you, what was your reaction when the medical examiner's office came back to you with these changed findings on the cause of the manner of death of the child?
When we receive something like these amended findings, we assess that in terms of our burden on going forward, which is the high burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
And that's the
calculus that we have to engage in.
Mm. Were you troubled in any way that the findings were so very different than they were initially 2 years ago when you brought charges against the nanny?
The medical examiner issued findings saying that based on what she was then reviewing, she had she was changing her opinion. And we look at that and then factor that into where the question for us then becomes, can we go forward? Can we meet our burden of proof?
Is there another question now to be asked about the standard of proof that you will or could be asking going forward of the medical examiner's office or evidence in similar cases? Not that we ever hope any similar case comes to across your office, but I guess what I'm referring to is, you know, Mike Bellow had talked about there's a lot of questions around shaken baby syndrome now. I mean, will those questions be on your mind should you have to try another case like this?
We are always looking at these cases with the goal of keeping children safe and making an assessment as to whether we can meet our standard of proof in going forward. We did that initially in this case in looking at the evidence that we had, including the opinion at that time from the medical examiner. We assessed that and determined that we had sufficient evidence to go forward. Obviously, when the medical examiner issued her amended ruling, we then had to relook at that. Having done that, we now believe that we cannot sustain that burden of proof.
Mm. Mike Bellow was saying that one of the reasons why there was a reassessment by the part of the medical examiner is because there was quite a bit of pushing from Brady McCarthy's defense team, saying that there was extant evidence initially in 2013 to wonder about other potential causes of death. Should those things have been more closely examined 2 years ago?
That's a question for the medical examiner in terms of what, when she received things and what she received.
Well, if the similar case happens going forward, will you ask the medical examiner to take a closer look at other possibilities?
I mean, the system always is that we want, you know, we, even in the course of a prosecution, even deep into the prosecution as we are here, it is our obligation to always look at additional information. So at whatever stage information is brought to us, we look at that. Obviously, information that's brought to the medical examiner's office, we expect that they will look at that as well.
And finally, D.A. Ryan, I mean, I take your point very clearly that you and your office have to meet a certain standard in which to bring charges. And therefore, many people are probably hearing this and lauding your office for deciding that those standards can no longer be met and therefore you are dropping the charges. But I do wonder, it did take 2 years, more than 2 years, and Aisling Brady McCarthy spent much of that time in prison. I mean, are you troubled by that?
Obviously, would hope that we could make these decisions earlier on in the process. But the information that we received, which we received late last week, we acted on, you know, as expeditiously as possible. You can't act on information until you've received it.
Marion Ryan is the district attorney for Middlesex County. DA Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghan Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.